שמונה צדיקים, גדול יוחזר, שבס. אז הוא חזר חצוי עם בו, אני תגיד, יו, אז מה אני אגיד ליסטד? One I want to hear about is listed. That's what I'm going to have a bazoozle of Hiram Amari. What is Zilzul of Hiram Amari? I don't know exactly the definition of it, but Zilzul is cheapening, is embarrassing. There's my mother's yard sign. I want to tell you guys, be nice to your mothers while they're here. Be nice to them. Be extra nice. What is Zilzul of Hiram Amari? I'll tell you. It's Chatzoya. My mother used to make a certain soup that I didn't like. She used to ask me to eat it. I didn't like it. I said no. I was already grown up with children. With no children. And what do you said, feel, taste, did you like it? I said, I don't like it. She said, feel, taste, did you like it? I said, I won't mind you, mommy. You feel, try a spoon. I said, no. You feel, please, it's so good. And if I had been one of my daughters in law, or one of my daughters had made such a soon as that, I would have been on to give them nachas. And I would have said it was delicious, even if it wasn't. My mother, Chumash Ragint. This is Zilzul. It's a zilzul of my mother. It's a bizarre for her to make a soup I shouldn't eat. I saw on the little guy. He was a child, his mother. Mothers like to feed their children. Even the grown ones I discovered. Eat, eat, eat. It's an instinct they have. A wonderful instinct. That's what we're all here. He was told on the Levayim, his mother wanted to eat, so he used to eat. He was a little kid. He couldn't eat. He'd go outside, excuse himself when he'd go outside, and vomit outside the garbage can. He'd come back in and eat again. He'd bring somebody else. Mr. Levayim also said something similar. And imagine other things. Confrontations with parents and other things. So that also counts. He saw a lot of other things that would go into the young giver. These things count, and that's all matters. This one is written out. This is where I'm learning. The writings have not been out at all. Because it's just too many. Do it right away, stick it out of there. Yeshua Farta. Somebody here, that was many years here. So he has a video, I think, where he listened. So, pages. I used to see from the beginning, I thought to myself, what's going on here? So he's, I think it was he told me, he said, you know, he's afraid for Fatoy, maybe in another Gilgul. I have enough problems with this girl. I don't have to worry about another girl. But you want to know something? You don't even know. We go through life. We do all things without even realizing what they had me. Before we know something, we go right to that soul. You know, we forget about it. It's all there. It's all having its negative effect on us. It's all having its negative effect on our shamas. It's all having its negative effect on din. Future. This is there because we didn't. on Shabbos night had a unique experience of a conversation with a Talmud Chacham who was stone blind. And has been almost all his life stone blind. And everything he reads is with Braille. So he was quoting me a long lavush. I forgot the siman number, he knew the siman number. And he said, it was in the middle of the lavush, they went through the lavush. They tapped through the lavush with his fingertips. And they finally found it. The lavush brings a quote from Marina Vuchim, Chayyim Gimel. Vuchim says, why is there only one Yom Kippur a year? Why not more often? See, because then he wouldn't know that it's a year gone. Because too often he wouldn't know it's a year gone. The Rosh tells that soon, the question by opening their own Kiddush by certain tefillos. But to open, not to open. Opening our Kaddish is going lifnai or lifnim. When we open the Kaddish, it's if we're entering the Kaddish of the Beis HaMikdash. Our tefillos are entering. See, he talks about limiting it so that it doesn't lose its impact. Somebody who worked in told me that in Kelvin they did not say Shlosh Hashem Yibus after every Siddur. In order not to lose the Hispanis, the Shlosh Hashem Yibus. Make them aware. After all, when you say your Shlosh Hashem Yibus, the Yahra Hashem Alpono, wow, what a statement that is. Let's take a step back. Yeah, Hashem, hold on. The Amelie Moshe. I remember when I was young, especially when I first realized what the words mean. Unbelievable to say that. Yer Hashem Bohanu. Yamed Imoy Shom. Can you believe that? You have any idea how big the cosmos are? What means, okay, well, I've got them, how big he is. Big and hidden. Vayered Hashem be'onon, vayamoed imoy shom. If you think you understand, you can understand what was saying. It was mind blowing. Vayamoed Hashem be'onon. Hafel fell. So if you have such a spiral, such as it makes themselves. It should be rare in order to retain the spiders. That's what they did in Yeshiva Kel. I heard from a Kel brother right there. Not afraid to make a change for the benefit of the dying. That's the question that Kihu Nair of Oyoid, the day that's coming, is a special Pachadik day. And also a special blessing. It's a pachad because of the din. And when you're young, I mean, you know, you got a leg. First of all, everybody in this room beside me, maybe, is immortal. You're going to be nice in a car. No shot. Everyone will live forever. No suffering. So I mean, you know that's foolish to say that. You don't tell it to people. was a laugh. But I know you think so. You feel it like that. So, you know, you're not really scared, you know, I didn't, because, you know, huh, nothing's going to happen. It's only the people I knew, old people, look at me and say, oh, you better watch out. I saw him walking with a cane. But young kids, you know, shoot a basket. Well, nevertheless, it's only manure. And you can, like many things, you can bring in your mind fact that really concerns you personally too. Maybe you have somebody or nobody or a person that's sick, even if you die. You know, young people are dying, Shreya. Yeah, you know, it applies to young people also. Of course, the Parishon wants the generations to go on, and it seems to be less and more young. But he does. But besides being aware of all you about this, about that, about health, and broken legs, and of course, now, as I told you before, remembrance of the Tzad Bebrochim, with the Iker Dinis on your Ruchnius. Are you going to become a Talmud Chacham or not? Are you going to be Zeichet Tzidkis? Are you going to be Rhodes here? Are you going to be the same little baby at the end of the year, this one, as you just learned to play Yom Kippur? The same bird brain? Are you going to be brought opportunities to grow? Will your life expose you? As a British long as your Rebbe, are your Rebbe going to expose you to experiences of all sorts that will enrich you? Or you won't deserve it? We say the guy's a crud. Every day a crud. You go through life, you'll be 75 years old, you'll be the same crud. I know many people. Most people would be the same one of us. Most of them never got older than 15. Except they have to be 80 years old. They never got older than 15. They don't see, they don't understand, they don't grow, they change. Yisroel Salanti used to say that if your kid would come once in 80 years, once in 80 years, so people, the only one bracha people would give each other. The only people you meet, people, you know, would say, Mazel Tov, if I heard your daughter's engaged. Or Mazel Tov, you got a new bicycle, you're going to be rich. Mazel Tov, new baby. You know what you say to people, what kind of bracha you give a person? You should be zoicha to live to Yom Kippur. That's what Yisroel Salanti said. If we come once in 80 years, the only bracha people would give each other would be, you should be zoicha to live to Yom Kippur. No, people say you should be zoicha to live 120 years. No, 120 years. They know it, you know it. It's really empty words. I mean, they want you to live longer. Say longer, better off about that. You desire that to your kid. That would be the biggest bracha. Why? Because your kid, Russian does an exception. Different than all the years, and all your world. Because he reaches out his hand to you, and his fingers are almost touching you, and And all you have to do is reach your hand back. You know, to you and lead you. His hand has reached out to you one year, one day a year. And his hand is out there waiting for you to stretch with you. And you don't even have to stretch as far as he has to stretch. Stretch is all the way. You just have to pick up your little hand and stick it out. And he'll take it in your hand, and you'll walk hand in hand with him. Down, it really winds up. Of course, they keep his machaber by kneeling. You give his machaber when you leave the Yom Kippur. I say it that way because my father died in the middle of Yom Kippur. Before kneeling. So I put it that way. Yom Kippur is machaber when you leave the Yom Kippur. And how do you leave the Yom Kippur? By shouting, Adonai Hu Elohim.
Is when we have the opportunity
to go down on our knees to the Christ. Finally, after a whole year, after a whole sense of the children, we finally are able to put out a mat. We shouldn't touch the stone. You're not allowed to go on the stone. Put something underneath the chatzitza. And we go down on our knees. We're not even doing it ourselves, we're just reliving what went on at Beis HaMikdash, which is a wonderful thing, very moving. Even the name that the Shatz uses is a Masorah that was used in Beis HaMikdash. The Baron asked the Shatz in Lakewood, do you know the Nusach? Should you have Nusach? And once somebody was a professor of music at Mahmoud, he said, oh, that's a very ancient sound. Okay, good for him. That remains to us with Beis HaMikdash, I'm a sir from the past. But we are Zoyche here in Far Rock away. Remember the first word, far, far rock away, how far we are. We're Zoyche to go down to the Bani Shalom on our knees. Four times. And this nobody, a Muslim woman, every time she prays, every time they pray, she goes down on the floor, touches her head to the floor. I felt this. What's the Pshat? I think Pshat's like this. We talk all want to go down on our knees. But we don't want to change. Yes, we want to go down on our knees, we prefer that, but we don't want to change. We want to go to the Holy Rebbe, and we want to kiss his hand. And then go out with his blessing, so we can give it today to our next customer and make a lot of money on it. That's not ours. Because we want to bow to him, but we don't want to change. We don't want to assume our responsibility as humans. And the Baruch Hu wants us to stand when we bow to him. It's called Amida. Yes, bow, not on the floor, bow. But stand, because you're a human being. And I want you to be a human being. And I want you to know, the Baruch Hu wants us to know, that we have things that we must do and must not do. It's not just all about kissing the hand or lying on the floor. That just makes you feel good. Your kid will come, we'll let you get out. But you've got to be a mensch. You act a certain way. You have to have certain standards, red lines. What's not doable? A conscience, a sense of right and wrong. Live by that sense of right and wrong. Hear your conscience telling you. Don't do it, you're a man. You're a man. Don't do it. You're not a fraud. We're not gonna let you get away with it getting down on your knees. Now you're perfectly pious. He's good, Ishtar. Be a man. And be the man that the Torah wants you to be. An upright man. A Yashu. A Ben Zaire. A Mavakish. A Talmud Chacham. A pure Seichel and a pure heart. Proud of them? What does proud of them mean? Proud of them is to be proud of their accomplishments. And if a guy has a son who does nothing, and he's primarily lies in bed all day, watches smartphone, that's for sure. So he lies in bed all day, does nothing. Looks at the ceiling, looks at the smartphone, watches the videos. But the kid, when he gets up, he bends down, kisses his father's hand. On some days he bends down, he ties the father's shoes for him. He says, "Daddy, can I bring you a coffee?" And his father's standing with one of his friends. And one guy says, "Well, I have a son in Lakewood." The other one says, "I have a son in Harvard." And what's he supposed to say? "I have a son in bed." Well, but doesn't he love the son who comes in and kisses his hand? He might. But he's terribly, terribly disappointed. No. It's a heartbreak. What's the matter with the kid? Is he retarded? What's the matter with that kid? Is he retarded? That is the attitude the Virgin has for us. He's our Father. He wants us to be the kind of people that he's proud of. Especially Yin. We're his children. He wants us to stand strong against the shayans. Stand strong for the Torah. To have charata when we make a mistake. We do not veil, that wasn't even a mistake. Admit it. Pick ourselves up and go further. And to recognize that the tachlis of it all is Adonai Hu Elohim. That's the tachlis. I hope for myself and my family. I hope for all of you. I hope for Klal Yisrael that will take advantage of the upcoming Yom Kodesh. You reach out a hand the way he wants us to reach. Become good people, tall people, strong people. To admit our wrongs. To make up good things. Smart things and how to handle it. And he'll respond to us all. With Mara Simatai.
why do we bow in Yom Kippur? If the Vardas that we're not supposed to like kiss our father and still like do nothing all day, so why do we bow in Yom Kippur?